it can actually expose you to greater harm. And that's the problem in the body of Christ. Oftentimes people become very selfish, very self-centered, and they don't realize they're part of one body pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And this matter of mountaineering and climbing, you've got to have patience. I mean, real patience, because you don't always feel like going on. In fact, oftentimes you don't feel like going on, and I'm sure you can relate to that in your spiritual life. Sometimes you just want to give up and quit. Things aren't going your way. The people are complaining. Things just aren't working out the way you thought that they would, and your faith is being tested. Well, the scripture says that through patience, God does his perfect work in our lives. And I guarantee you that no climber ever reached a summit without patience and a huge dose of it. And then the Bible also says that we have the hope of glory. The hope of glory is through Jesus Christ. That ultimately is the summit, you see, to be at one with him, and then ultimately to be received into his glory in the fullness of time. And so I want you to know that even as we anticipate in the next segment of the program, Ed Veaster's joining us, and he has just called us. We'll bring him in just a few moments. I want you to know that God has a purpose for you. And Ed Veaster's is here to translate the matter of mountaineering into life's experiences. I have before me, just so you know what's coming, I have three books in front of me. His latest, called The Will to Climb, and then No Shortcuts to the Top. And by the way, that's true with the Lord, too. There are no shortcuts to the top. A lot of people want to take shortcuts in their lives, and they think they're going to get God's blessing and best in their lives by taking shortcuts. It doesn't work that way. And then also K2, Life and Death on the World's Most Dangerous Mountain. Much, much, my friends. Please stay tuned. And if you're not able to stay tuned to the terrestrial radio, pick us up on our website, saveus.org. That's www.saveus.org, where you can listen to this program any time of the day or night, anywhere in the world. Now, I want to...
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and hopefully they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman, although he hasn't called in yet. And if he doesn't, they're going to have to be your views, because we're going to have to do open lines. And so if you want to give us a call, you're more than welcome to, and we'll put you on with Bob if he calls in. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But let me explain what's really going on, certainly in Europe today, and to an extent what's going on here in the United States. The Greek people have had a very nice life. They've been able to certainly spend very well, to get a lot of money, high salaries, good pension, all sorts of social welfare benefits that they couldn't afford as a nation. Well, the reason they were able to get that is because they could borrow the money from the banks, and the banks never should have lent them the money, because there was no way that Greece was ever going to be able as a nation to pay back the money that it was borrowing. But that didn't matter to the banks. They lent them the money anyway and set up this whole tragic situation. Well, now Greece is totally incapable of paying the money back that they owe. And one of the suggestions is the banks just take what a haircut. They get paid back 50 cents on the dollar, 40, 30 cents on the dollar. But the banks don't want to do that. And they say, well, why should we take a cut after all? We lent you money. You spent the money. You owe it to us. And then, of course, the other situation that exists is that the banks that lent the money to Greece have something called insurance policies. They call them CDS. They call them derivatives. And basically, these are written by the other banks in Europe. Many of the derivative contracts are written by major banks in the United States, or insurance policies that are written without any fund to pay them. And so basically, if the derivatives if the insurance policies go bad, why then, of course, the bank is going to have to pick up the money, pick and pay out the money. But they don't have any money to pay it off with. And, of course, a number of these derivative contracts were to go bad, on Greece, on France, on Portugal, on Italy, the third largest economy over there, why a number of our banks would become insolvent. And that is the real fear, that this should bring down the whole world financial system. Of course, then the Fed would have to step in and simply provide trillions of dollars, as it provided $16 trillion. Remember, our entire budget is only $14 trillion for the year. Our entire budget is only $3.5 trillion for a year. The Fed provided something like $16 trillion to banks and corporations throughout the world in 2008, and then lied about what they did, and we only found out about it later on. How did they do that? They just created the money out of nothing, and when that money comes funneling back into our society, it's going to create an inflationary spiral that will destroy the very structure of our monetary system, and without the structure of our society. And we have Bob Chapman on the line. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Why don't you bring us put us up to date on what's going on. And if anything I said is not accurate, I want you to correct it.
No, it's accurate. The person who is going to be the new interim 4-month maximum prime minister is one Lucas Papadimos.
I love these Greek names, Papandreas. I got that one down, but hold on just a minute. We'll be right back. All right, go right ahead.
Well, this gentleman is 100% Illuminati.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for are people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called immune support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Months until they have their election increase for a new president or premier in February. What you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, is this small group of very wealthy and powerful people working through the central banks rule the countries of the world. Basically, those of you who have any question what I'm saying, you really need to read Professor Quigley's classic book, written by an insider about what's really going on. Professor Quigley understood what was going on. He had an opportunity of going to the secret files of the secret societies back in 1960 and 1961. And I had an opportunity to go through his secret files, or at least his previously unevaluated files in 1980. So I'm sure what he was saying was correct. We have copies of all of that, which we have, and incidentally, we've disseminated far and wide, because if anything were to happen to me, I would want that information to persist. But what Professor Quigley wrote on page 324 of his classic book is that the leaders of the central banks get together secretly to a plot on how they're going to establish a feudal structure for the world. And that was his word, a feudal structure. The feudal means, of course, a ruling elite control the rest of us common people. And, of course, this has always been the fear. You go back and read Andrew Jackson warned about this back in 1837, his farewell address, how the bankers were going to try to take over the world, and of course they really have. But behind them, and of course what everybody's missed, those people who've written about the bankers are the powerful spiritual forces that energize these men and their lackeys, of course, who control the governments of the world, and you try to stand up to them, you're in real trouble. That's why we have our troops stationed in 131 nations throughout the world. This is why we have 700 to 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world. Why? We have our military bases there so we can control those countries. But we can't let the American people know that. The American people don't want an empire. Well, we have an empire. And, of course, we control these countries. And people get out of line. They end up like Gaddafi did. With, of course, a hole in the back of the head, and either that or in trial like Mubarak. And all of these former allies of America are both put into position of power by our government, and now, of course, we've taken them out very carefully. But we install leaders just as we installed Fidel Castro back in 1959, and that's why, of course, why David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel on a regular basis. And if you doubt that, read David Rockefeller's memoirs, and why this is why Fidel Castro comes up to visit David Rockefeller and speak before the Council on Foreign Relations on a regular basis. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing in the world is as it appears to be, and almost everything you're going to hear through regular radio and television channels and news magazines and newspapers and books is simply distorted by people who either don't understand or paid large sums of money to say what they want you to. And when I say they, I mean the ruling elite wants you to believe. And that's why Bob Chapman's views are so very important, because he's beholden to no one. Bob, give us your opinion. What's going to happen over there? How long are they going to be able to patch things together in Greece and Portugal and Italy and Spain and Ireland before this whole house of cards comes tumbling down?
Well, I think it's a difficult question to answer, because if they can come up with the bailout money, and which they have, which is $516 billion in total, and they use derivatives to extend it to $1.4 trillion, they certainly can hold Greece out. And the problem is, though, what they're going to need is probably about $6 trillion. Now, if you double up the numbers from 1.4 to 2.8 and so on, they'll have to do it three more times. And that means that they're entering a very dangerous area with the derivatives. And if anybody defaults on their derivatives, the whole thing collapses and the public of Europe get to pay the bill. And that's why they're doing it this way. And so how long can they last? I don't know.
Well, it's very interesting. Yeah. Apparently, they've gone over to China to try to get China to bail them out, give them the money. And China's just said, no way, we're not going to give you money. I mean, you got yourselves in this mess. We're not going to bail you out. Isn't that pretty much the impression you get?
Yes, I think that will be the way it goes. Although I do know that France has been in negotiations with the Chinese for, excuse me, several months, trying to get them, the Chinese, to fund three of the banks over there in France, because they're broke. And that's something the public does not know. And we've had it in our publication. It came from one of our people in Hong Kong. You have to excuse my coughing, but I get a bit of a cold, and it's late at night. That's when it acts up the most. But anyway, they have to wait for the German Constitutional Court to rule on whether the Bundestag, which is the House of Representatives in Germany, can form a 12-man panel to bypass their own body, like they have in the United States, and whether they can use leverage. And if the bank says no, which I think they will, then that's not going to happen. And that money that's available is not enough. One of the things that was interesting, the Group of 20, they asked Germany to put up their gold to collateralize this $1.4 trillion. And the Germans have refused to do so. And then the question arises is, why didn't they ask Italy, France, and Spain to do that? Now, Italy, France, and Spain all have sufficient gold to satisfy what the need is to be satisfied with their goal. But they're in such terrible trouble that they didn't ask them. They asked the Germans, who are not in terrible trouble. And so with that said, this thing is not complete by any means. And you're looking at this situation in Greece. I mean, the riots might get out of hand. And if they do, then what's going to happen next?
Well, my understanding is that the government over there has been very concerned that the military might not go along and take orders from the politicians. They might try to stage a coup. And so they've started getting rid of some of the major military officers so they could not have a coup, so they could not, of course, take control and then take Greece out of the European Union, because basically this is all about world government. And the last thing they can permit is any of the countries in the world to drop out of these associations. You can't have a world government if there's simply one nation in the world that isn't part of it, because people would gravitate there and the money would gravitate there, because people don't want to come under the control. The people of Europe don't want to become a part of the world government. They do not want to give up their sovereignty. But there's a small elite group that has their agenda. They don't care what the people want. Certainly Papandreou wanted to give the Greek people an opportunity to vote whether they wanted to accept the austerity measures or simply pull out of the European Union. And they put so much pressure on Papandreou, he was forced to step down, he was forced to back down and now step down from office. You must understand, these people don't believe in democracy. We're dealing with a ruling elite who has an agenda. And that agenda is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion with the destruction of Christianity, and installing their coming world leader. That's what it's about. When you understand that, it all makes sense. Otherwise, nothing going on today makes sense. It doesn't make sense that America's spending 43 cents out of every dollar we spend is borrowed money. How long can you continue doing that? Why, as long as they can continue printing money until the whole system either collapses or they take us into this totalitarian regime where freedom as we know it has simply become a remembrance of things past. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, I think you're right on the direction. That's what they want. We've explained this from the very beginning. And when you see follow-ups which verify what we're saying, like this Lucas Papademos, and I'll have further information on him tomorrow morning, because we've got more information coming through from our people over there.
Now, this is the trilateralist who's taking over control of Greece.
He's going to go from Boston to Greece.
Right. And we're sending them over there, of course. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, they don't have very many people. They have to keep shifting them around from one place to another. But this is the part of the ruling elite that rule the world. But you're supposed to believe it's all about democracy. And yet, when the people want to vote, they say, no, you can't vote. You're going to do what we say or else. We'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Go right ahead, Bobby. You know, talk about democracy, peoples. And then you read the New York Times, and it ridicules the idea how foolish it is to let the people decide.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
The Greeks don't want that. They're going to demand that things stay as they are, and there's no way they can. The rest of the countries of Europe are saying, we will not lend you any money unless you cut the living standards down considerably, and, of course, unless you give up your pensions, unless you suddenly lower your living standards, your expectations, prices are going to go up, the economy is going to collapse, and you're going to do what we tell you to or else. And the Greeks say we don't want to do that. Well, realistically, you can say whatever you want to, but you try telling that to your creditors when you owe money on your house. And when you don't pay for your house, they take it away. Well, if you don't pay for your credit card, they suspend your credit card. They come after you and freeze everything you have. And it's the same with the country. And this is what's happened to Greece. And this is what is about to happen to the United States, where we have a massive debt that will never be repaid. And they've established this independent group of a congressman there, 12 congressmen, a super Congress, and they can't agree on anything. And of course, that they don't agree. Then there are going to be massive cuts in slashes in spending, and they're coming within the next couple of months. And this, if this happens, it'll dramatically change America, and there'll be a real move into a recession very rapidly, because the government is going to cut massively the spending. They're going to cut the money on defense, which of course they really ought to. We spend more money on defense than all the rest of the countries in the world put together. And they say, oh, well, we have to put the money out to protect us against the Chinese communists. Ladies and gentlemen, we're funding the Chinese communists. We've built up their military. We've given them our military secrets. So why are we so worried about the Chinese communists who we've created the best enemy our money could buy. Go right ahead, Bob. And a telephone number, if you're out there, would like to talk to Bob about what's going on and what you need to do to survive in the difficult times ahead. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But the whole world economic system, including the American economic system, is coming down. It's not a matter of if, but when. And will it come when this next war is coming? Well, since there is a war, it's coming very, very soon. Whether you want it or not, doesn't matter what you want. Doesn't matter whether it's justified or not. Doesn't matter that we brought the Ayatollahs to power over to Iran in 1979. Everybody's forgotten it. They don't understand. It is all political theater. But an awful lot of people are going to die, just like they did in Vietnam when we were funding the North Vietnamese, who were funding the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys. And we went there because of the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which never occurred. It was all a lie. But go right ahead, Bob.
Well, there's been a lot of things like that. World War II was started the same way. Intelligence had broken the Japanese diplomatic code in 1937. They knew exactly what the Japanese were doing. They knew when they were on their way. And that's why they lined up those ships the way they did in Pearl Harbor and allowed the Japanese to come in and bomb them. And, of course, you saw the specious reasons as to why we invaded Iraq. Same sort of thing. And I think the only thing that was out of character with the whole, call it war syndrome, since the early 1940s, has been the fact that MacArthur went in on his own without telling anyone and made the Incheon landing, which in turn destroyed the ability of the North Koreans to continue to come south. It cut off their whole mass effort. And I think that people should keep that in mind, because we all got trapped into this thing. And until recently, most of us haven't known anything about it. I discovered it in 1955, when I first went to work in counterintelligence. And I said to myself, these people are worse than the mafia. And that's why I never stayed doing that kind of work.
And what most people don't understand is American corporations in Germany were building the weapons for the Nazis all during the Second World War. And suddenly it was Standard Oil providing the oil for the submarines. German submarines were sinking American ships.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
The economy in China is contracting. The economy in Europe is contracting. If you read the International Forecaster today, of course, arrived, I guess, a couple of days ago, you find out that the German economy has been contracting for 3 months, and certainly things are not good in Europe. And contrary to everything you hear in America, oh my goodness, last month we increased the number of jobs, 80,000, isn't that wonderful? And well, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you need to have at least 150 to 200,000 new jobs every month just to keep even. So basically, we went behind with only 80,000 jobs. But you see, it's how they presented it. The old idea that liars don't figures don't lie, but liars figure, and they work for the government, and they're lying to us about the rate of inflation. They're lying to us about the unemployment. They're lying to us about the gross domestic product, which is not expanding, but contracting because they're using the wrong figures for inflation. And simply all you need to do is go to the grocery store and look at the prices and go to the gas station and look at the prices and understand that they're simply cribbing the figures. And why? Because they don't want the American people to know that our economy is contracting and going to collapse, and it's only a matter of not if, but when. And with that, of course, will come tremendous suffering and more people out of jobs, with already within, certainly between 28 and 29 a million Americans either unemployed, underemployed, or certainly have given up looking for work. And those are the figures put out by Robert Samuelson, and you can verify them. We'll be glad to send you his article. He's right on top of this. But they do not want the American people to know how bad things are. And most people, they've still got their jobs and their pension checks coming. It's fine, but as time goes by, and of course the dollars that they get every month will buy less and less and less. Why, things are going to get certainly more and more difficult for almost everyone in America. Our guest this evening, Bob Chapman. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Bob, you need to get some vitamin D3. Can you get that vitamin D3 where you're living, or alibiotic, or any of the other things?
No, I have it here. I've been taking it.
All right, fine, good.
Yeah, your wife is kind enough to send some for me a long time ago, six or 8 months ago.
Okay, good.
And I've been doing echinacea and vitamin C.
Good.
But, These things are persistent.
Oh, I know they are, but just keep taking the vitamin D3. You can take that every 3 or 4 hours, you know, during the daytime, and it'll boost your immune system. And, of course, they don't want the American people to know that most people need vitamin D supplementation, because vitamin D certainly not only helps boost your immune system with infection, does the same thing for cancer, but, of course, they're not going to tell us about the effective treatments that are available for cancer, because there are too many people in the world, and they're suppressing effective cancer treatments. But then so much of what's going on just doesn't make any sense unless you understand the wickedness of the people who hold the reins of power in America and throughout the world. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you got a question for Bob Chapman. Well, Bob, certainly they tell us that the economy is really improving here in America. Is the economy in America really improving?
Of course not. It's as simple as that, and it's never recovered from anything. We had QE 1 and 2 and stimulus 1 and 2, and then all the money the Fed spent, not only here but in Europe. And what are we talking, $20 trillion or something? And it hasn't worked. They have made no attempt whatsoever to try to help the individual person in the United States or employment, etc. And all they've done is save the financial industries, the United States, Great Britain, and Europe, and also save the United States government with their creation of money and credit. And so I don't think that they have any intention. They don't want to try to improve the economic situation. They wanted to go sideways on a basis where it doesn't accomplish anything. That's very important to them. And I don't know all the reasons why, but they don't want a recovery anywhere. And I think they're in the process of taking everybody down. And where this will end up remains to be seen. They want to have a war. We know it'll involve NATO and the United States and Israel with Iran. But we don't know for sure whether Russia and China are going to get into it with us as a result of that. We don't know how much control the Illuminists have over those two countries. So there's a lot of variables here. That's why people say, well, gee, when is this all going to happen? Well, I don't know. And maybe the players don't know either.
But everything, if you read between the lines, understand that they use the media to condition our minds to accept things. And all of the articles that are coming out, certainly from every side, keeps talking about the fact that Israel has no alternative but to attack Iran. I talked to the former mayor of Shiloh over in Israel just this evening. He's going to be our guest, I guess it's next week. But basically, his name is David Rubin, and asked him, he's on the front lines there in Israel, when is the attack coming? He says he doesn't know, but there's no question there's going to be an attack. And, of course, it's totally illogical. I mean, if you look and see, Israel attacks Iran. If Israel attacks Iran, there are going to be 100,000 missiles aimed at Israel. And there's no way that today Israel could survive a counter-missile attack of 100,000 missiles. Nothing going on in the world makes any sense today, unless you can understand their forces working behind the scenes that want to plunge us into a horrible war. The average American is like it from December 6, 1941. Why it never could happen? Ladies and gentlemen, we were already at war with attack. We'd been putting sanctions on Japan so that they couldn't buy supplies. They couldn't buy oil anywhere in the world. Their whole economy was going to grind to a halt. They had no alternative other than to attack, and we knew that. We wanted them to attack. How do you think it was that they got all those beautiful pictures of Pearl Harbor and the ships going down? They had the cameras already set up, ready to roll as soon as the attack came. Did you ever wonder how they were able to get those cameras up so quickly and get all the pictures of the boats going down? They certainly were down in the war zone. The last thing you want to do is be worried about getting pictures. No, they needed them for the psychological impact on the American people. And boy, did it have an impact. Well, let's go to Grant, who's calling us from Spokane, Washington. And so much of what's going on today is simply political theater. As we sent our boys into Afghanistan to fight and bleed and suffer and die, we're paying for over 500,000 troops over there, 300,000 Afghan troops, 100,000 contractors, 90,000 American combat troops, 46,000 NATO troops. We paid three quarters or half their salaries, and there are only 50 members of Al Qaeda. Only 50 members of Al Qaeda. Can anybody explain to me why we are paying the salaries of 550,000 people in Afghanistan to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda? And if you don't believe that, simply go up on the Internet and type in Leon Panetta, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan. That's Leon Panetta, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan. You'll find out what I'm telling you is true. At least you have the Internet. You can check on this. Well, Grant, are you there? Do you have a question for our guest? Go ahead.
Well, I had three things. One was an observation. We were talking about inflation. We just went grocery shopping, and you used to be able to get a half gallon of ice cream. And then they decreased the size to 1 3/4 quarts. And we just got another package last night. It was 1 1/2 quarts. So it's gone down twice within about a year in size to hide their inflation. But the question that I have is about all the manipulation that's going on in the precious metals markets. And is there a point at which that they will not be able to do that, or will they still be able to continue to manipulate down through the futures market? And then also just a final comment, I'll let you answer, but the suffering that I hear Bob going through right now, we're seeing a lot of that, a lot of upper respiratory things going on in Spokane. And I just went to a big conference with Chuck Missler, and there was a great amount of coughing and sniffing stuff going on. I've been following the chemtrails up here for quite a while, and we have this smoky, hazy, residual that's left behind. Smells like smoke, but it's been going on since this summer, so it's not just people burning their wood stoves. But I don't know if Bob has a lot of chemtrail activity in his neighborhood, but I wouldn't be surprised at all that it's some of the components from what's being dropped on us. But my main thing, and my heart goes out to him because I know it's a horrible thing to suffer from, but my main thing is I was just wondering about the manipulation of the precious metals market and how long will they be able to continue to hold it down when the demand from China and India and all these others and the central banks just seems to be going up. And that's my question.
Well, first of all, there's no knowing when the manipulation of markets will stop. And all I know is that they don't have any gold and silver left to impress the market with. And so they're using derivatives. And that's why the time frame to the downside each time, we just saw three of them, doesn't last very long. In the first two instances, it lasted just several days. In the third instance, it lasted probably 3 to 4 weeks. Highly unusual. But they had all of these problems going on over in Europe that they wanted to cover up by making gold go down to make people think that there really wasn't a problem. And, of course, there is. And so my take on it now from the fundamental viewpoint, is that the gold market and the silver markets are headed straight back up again. And I see them interfere in the market each day. And it's becoming less and less viable for them to do that. And so the market's starting to gain momentum on the way back up. Excuse me. And when it moves back up again, it'll break out.
And I think Bob was saying on the afternoon program, he felt that probably by, maybe by February, why it would be back up to maybe the $2,000 gold and the silver would be up strongly. Does that answer your question, Grant?
Yeah, and it's sort of interesting. I have a website that I go to that has the platinum, gold, silver, palladium graphs for, you know, last 24 hours, and you can go in the week and so forth. And if you compare all the charts, I think what he was saying is what I'm seeing in the charts. You could almost lay the charts on each other for all the little dips and rises. And is that what you would visually see as evidence of some of the manipulations?
Charts are a reflection of fundamentals. And the fundamentals are moving back up again, and that'll be reflected in those four metals, but it will also be reflected in other commodities as well. And you see this misinformation coming out. The CME over the late Friday after the close, and the other people who own the COMEX, they put out a directive. And it was interpreted by one newsletter writer as to being a declaration that the margin requirements are going to be increased. Well, it was just the opposite. And so confusion was set. It cost me, I had to answer 200 emails because people didn't understand, including the writer who did it, what was going on. And there's so many amateurs involved in this thing today that have come along over the last 10 years calling themselves experts, and they don't know what they're talking about. But anyway, they loosened up on the margin requirements. Not actually the margin requirement, but I'm not going to go into the details. They made it easier because of the collapse in the MF Global, and there is consternation over the fact that perhaps there's anywhere between 600-700 million and $1.2 billion missing. And I think there's a lot more to that than meets the eye, and I've talked about it in my editorial for Wednesday. And this could be an effort to take the whole system down.
Anything else?
Yeah. Nothing, but take care of that voice, Bob. We really enjoy hearing you.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much, Grant. And God bless. And let's go to James, who's calling us from South Carolina. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, James. How are you doing?
Doing well.
I have a question or comment.
Got a question for Bob. I've heard a lot of times about how the Federal Reserve makes money, and I've heard some people say they get all of the income tax, and I've heard some people say that's not true. I've heard people say that they get all of the interest on what they loan, and I've heard some people say that's not true. Would you tell me how it is that the Federal Reserve makes money?
Well, the Federal Reserve ostensibly is a non-profit corporation. And all the money that they make after expenses goes to the U.S. Treasury. So,
but don't they pay a dividend to the member banks?
Yeah, they do that as well.
Right.
I don't know the timing on that and how that works, but that's what they do.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Go right ahead, Bob.
The banks are the ones that have paid the dividend, and the banks are also the owners of the...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Strong currency, so you're going to make a lot of money. Is that really true?
Well, I don't think so. I've seen this game being played for over 8 years, and nothing's happened yet. And I continue to hear from intelligent people that this is going to happen, and it never happens. I think it's a big swindle.
I think it is, too. I think that's your answer, Beth. Thanks very much for calling.
Thank you very much. God bless you, Bob. I hope you feel better. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, Bob, I hope you get feeling better, too, and you take care of yourself. If you need anything else, just let my wife know, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week. These are exciting times. I think people all across the country look forward to your commentary.
Well, thank you. I hope I get better quickly.
Okay, I hope you do too. Anyway, God bless. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Well, that was Chris Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. But basically, you have to understand that they manipulate the stock market. They manipulate the commodity market. They manipulate the gold and silver market. If you've never read my little pamphlet on the history of money, you need to get it and read it. We have a couple of DVDs of talks we've given, and that come with syllabuses. I mean, some of these are quite old. I think the one on the financial tsunami, a talk I probably gave 6 to 8 years ago, another one on the financial Armageddon, but they will give you the background of what's going on. My little pamphlet on the history of money simply quotes extensively Professor Quigley, who tells you who really runs the financial system of the world and how it all ties into the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created. And certainly, people will try to mislead you. Oh, it's all the Jewish bankers. Yes, some of the people are Jewish bankers, but an awful lot of them are not Jewish bankers. But what binds them together is their common subservience, the dedication to the dark spirits or forces that rule the world. That's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it. Brotherhood of Darkness, now certainly our pamphlet, The History of Money, commentary on the farewell address of Andrew Jackson, you can request that. These are inexpensive, of course. But the book Brotherhood of Darkness, The Creature from Jekyll Island, are all vitally important to really understand what's going on today, because most people, if they don't understand, are going to end up losing literally everything they have, because they're going to destroy the value of our currency. They're going to destroy the value of our currency, and if I could recommend those talks we gave 6 to 8 years ago, they're still apropos today. That is the financial tsunami, the financial Armageddon, and then prophetic warning. And it was Andrew Jackson's speech he gave in 1837, and certainly my commentary on it recently. Andrew Jackson saw what was coming down the line. He did battle with the banks. He was opposed by the media. He was opposed by half of Congress. Half of his own cabinet, his vice president, were against him. And Andrew Jackson said, they are a den of vipers, and you can have two choices. You can either have the central bank and no Jackson, or Jackson and no central bank. And the people rallied behind him, and he was able to overcome the central bank. And he canceled the charter of the Second Bank of the United States. We need to cancel the charter of the Federal Reserve System. It is a privately owned central bank, owned by the bankers for the benefit of the bankers. They're supposed to give us a stable currency. They've devalued the value of our currency 96%. They're supposed to give us full employment, and we have between 28 and 29 million people either unemployed, underemployed, have given up looking for work. They've done an excellent job. They want to destroy our economy. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, radioliberty.com, and then please pray for Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, hopefully they're going to be the views of my good friend Pat Wood. And of course, Pat worked with my good friend Professor Anthony Sutton back in the 1970s doing exposés of the Trilateral Commission, which is the organization that controls America today. You go back and you read Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies, 1979, page 280. We do offer copies of the book, admittedly the second hand, but we want you to have the book and to read that chapter on America's unelected rulers. And there on page 280, and incidentally, people from Barry Goldwater's office contacted Pat back at that time to get his opinion, Professor Sutton's opinion of what the trilaterals were up to. But Professor Barry Goldwater wrote this. He said the Council on Foreign Relations is national, but the Trilateral Commission is international. Its goal is to control the financial and commercial interests by first seizing control, a political control of the government of the United States, by first seizing political control of the government of the United States. 1979, they've done that, as Pat points out very well in his articles at August Review, and you should go up on his website and read it. He points out that certainly since 1977, between 1977 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States was a member of the Trilateral Commission. Six of the eight presidents, including the current president of the World Bank, came from the membership rolls of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. There's only perhaps 78 members there, all told, at any one time. Eight of the 10 World Trade Representatives came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. Seven of the 12 Secretaries of State and nine of the 12 Sydney Secretaries of Defense all came from this little organization. Do you honestly believe that happened accidentally and that we've never heard of this? And I will tell you why we've never heard of it, because the media is controlled. It's tightly controlled by six major corporations, all of which tie into this power complex that Barry Goldwater wrote so eloquently about, and of course Pat Wood described at that time. Well, Pat's still working on it. Pat, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. Nice to hear from you.
Now, did I misquote you in any way?
Not in any way, and I can only say that when Senator Goldwater's chief of staff came over that day, I was rather shocked, a little bit intimidated, because I had never met the man. And, it's not every day that you have somebody walk in and say, I'm chief of staff of the senator. And say, oh, what have I done? And anyway, we had an interesting talk. He did not tell me what was on his mind totally until I was finished telling him what we were writing about, what we discovered. And he said at the end of our conversation, he says, this is exactly how the senator understands it as well. So that was an independent confirmation to us that we were on the right track.
Well, I think that they were looking for information because this is a secret organization. I mean, certainly after read their publications, but certainly Pat Wood and Professor Sutton did have the information. They tried to tell the American people, but because certainly the media is controlled by six major corporations, that's AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, Viacom, Disney, certainly GE and Comcast and Fox, why, you're never going to get the truth. That's why what we do, what Pat does, are so vitally important, and we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, Pat, certainly I appreciate the fact that you're still in the battle, because it's awfully easy to get burnout in this. But in fact, I've even gave it up at one time. But when you know as much as you and I do, why we have to stick with it. So I thought maybe we could talk this evening a little bit about your views on Operation, on Occupy Wall Street. Do you have any thoughts at all about this? Have you thought about it? And the similarity between this movement and the battle in Seattle that took place a decade ago?
Oh, absolutely, I have, and I'm not done either. I have lots of thoughts going through my mind about the social movement of what's going on right now, and of course, I'm old enough to have lived through and had many friends participate in the Vietnam protests back in the in the early 70s. And so I've had some experience, you know, watching social movements like this. What's interesting about this, Dr. Stan, is regardless of the participants, if we could somehow just put a different face on the, or maybe just forget the faces and the actual individuals who are out carrying signs and stuff, we would find their message, the things that they're complaining about, to be the exact same things that you and I have been complaining about for quite some time. And that is the gigantic ripoff that, that these corporations have been giving us for the last 35 years, about how the banks have, taken advantage of every opportunity to plunder entire countries, at the expense of the taxpayer in the end. We brought up every one of these issues, Dr. Stan, and these people uniformly seem to be parroting these very same issues back. I've looked at probably hundreds now of photos on the internet, people taking pictures of protesters and stuff, just to see the signs. And just writing the signs down and just kind of collecting the stuff, I say, these are signs that you and I could have written. And yet, it's, you know, it's been being carried out by people who are easy to criticize because of their associations with, you know, leftist causes and stuff, which some of them definitely are. Not all, but quite a few. So it's interesting. It's an interesting social movement at this point, Dr. Stan, and I don't think it's going to go away. When it first started, I said this is the beginning, and I don't think it's going to go away. So we have a choice as Americans. We're either going to face it and deal with it, or we're just going to stoke its fires and make it even hotter.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and so to his talk with Pat about the Occupy Wall Street movement. It's, as Pat is saying, but basically the complaints of the people in the Occupy Wall Street movement, you really associate with the radical left, and yet what they're saying is absolutely true. These are the things that we've been saying for a long time. There are corporations who are ripping off the system. Certainly the major banks are out there, and they've taken advantage of the system. They control our monetary system. They've enriched themselves. They're impoverishing the American people, and things are only going to get worse. And certainly, as Pat points out, a lot of these people out there, some of them look rather disreputable, but a lot of these are just people with very legitimate complaints. People have lost their homes. People have lost their jobs. People have lost hope, and they don't know what else to do. And, of course, this is not one movement. It includes people from the Communist Party and the Marxist Party and the Socialist Party and the Union Movement and the Tea Party and the Conservative Movement and people from all sides of life, both right and left, who have found a common cause, a common concern, and they recognize that somebody is taking advantage of the American people, and of course the outlook for the survival of America as we know it is really rather bleak, because certainly I believe in the free enterprise system, but I don't believe in monopoly capitalism, where of course the capitalists can go in, the corporations come in and buy up the politicians and get them to destroy competition, and this is exactly what they do. Those of you who saw 60 Minutes last night, if you didn't see it, you need to pull it down, where they interview a lobbyist named Jack Abramoff, A-B-R-A-M-H-O-F-F, Abramoff, and basically he went to prison for corruption. And he readily admitted on 60 Minutes last night to Leslie Stahl that he owned about, he was able to control the votes of about 100 congressmen. One lobbyist with certainly a stable of people working for him was able to control the votes of 100 politicians. There are only 535 people in the House and the Senate, and if you control 100 the offices and the votes, as he said, the congressmen don't know what they're voting for, and he controlled their staff, he controlled the people who surrounded him, and he said, and nothing has changed. Oh, they passed all sorts of new rules and regulations. Nothing has changed. He said what I did was reprehensible. And Leslie Stahl said, I hate you. And he said, I hate myself. What I did was wrong. But this is the way Congress really works. It is all controlled, and the people who control it are the major corporations that are using the power of government to destroy their opposition. Go right ahead, Pat. What are your thoughts?
Sure. There was a movement back in the early 1900s, Dr. Stan, which I know you have read about, as I have, where there was intense hatred, like there is today, against the big monopolist corporations back then, the big banks and the monopoly capitalists, as they were called. There was a time when John D. Rockefeller couldn't walk the street in New York because if people would recognize him, they were afraid they'd recognize him and beat him to death. So he didn't go out on the streets in public at all. And this is not a new sentiment. This has come in waves over time, and these people are now again incurring the same wrath that they saw back in the early 1900s. And there was a very interesting book written, Dr. Stan, in 1997 by William Strauss and Neil Howe. The title of the book was "The Fourth Turning," subtitled "An American Prophecy: What the Cycles of History Tell Us About America's Next Rendezvous with Destiny." And this book kind of went unnoticed, and maybe the turn of the century kind of bemuddled it and people just passed over it. But this book really explained what was going to happen and why we are exactly where we are today. It wasn't a prophetical book in the sense of Bible prophecy, of course, and they weren't fortune tellers either. They were just kind of reading the cycles of history as they saw it. And this book predicted that we would be in a time of social upheaval during this exact period we're in right now, 2011-2012, for very good reasons. I'm not going to go into all of them. You have to get the book and read it, I guess, for your listeners. But this is not a strange, off-the-wall aberration. This isn't something that just happens spontaneously all of a sudden. It's been brewing for a long time, and people are fed up. That's clear. Maybe they don't have a lot of common sense when they're acting like a mob, but people are really bent out of shape. When they have no hope and there's nowhere left to go, they take to the streets, and that's what they're doing today. Young people in many areas of the country have up to 30% unemployment right now. Many of them have college degrees and are carrying anywhere from $20,000 to $50,000 in debt baggage, as you know, student loans. They got sold a bill of goods that an education is going to get them the American dream. It didn't. It got them an American ball and chain. This is why they're upset. And so this has been brewing for a long time, Dr. Stan. I don't, you know, I'm sorry in one sense that all the radical left fringe has gotten a hold of it and tried to make it their own movement. But I'm sorry to tell them, it's not their own private movement. And it's not totally a movement of anarchy. I'm fully convinced of that. You look at the faces of people in these protests, you'll see 50-year-olds, you'll see 60-year-old people, you'll see people in suits with ties, neckties. You'll see people, you know, that look just as normal can be. And you didn't see this in the Vietnam War, perhaps, or in the drug culture protest of the 60s, but the people in the streets today look more like mainstream America than I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Oh, I agree with you totally. I think the complaints are very, very legitimate. The problem is, of course, that they have, of course, the professional agitators. You go back and you look and see what happened during the Vietnam War, and there was an article just today on Alex Jones about Kent State. And, of course, remember, of course, the National Guard there killed three or four of these students there and wounded several others. Why? Of course, they felt they were under attack. There was somebody who was shooting at them, and they heard a bullet fires. But, of course, what the article on Alex Jones pointed out today is there was a fellow there with a gun, and he was actually shooting, firing, not necessarily, we don't know whether he's firing at the National Guard, but he's firing, and then he ran over into the police lines. He was obviously an agent provocateur. You study what happened at the Battle of Seattle. And there were these fellows, black ninja suits, black ski masks. I mean, most people were there demonstrating against the world financial system very legitimately in the Battle of Seattle. What people don't understand is this whole thing was encouraged by the mayor of Seattle, who told the police not to intervene, to let things get out of hand. And it was only when they got out of hand that, of course, they brought the police in and then used the tear gas. But basically, there were the agent provocateurs there. Somebody was paying them. They were there with the black ninja suits. Suddenly, most people were demonstrating peacefully. But, of course, these other people were there, and they were, of course, breaking windows and lighting fires and using graffiti. They were professional agent provocateurs, and somebody was paying them. And I really believe they were part of it. Controlled opposition, because, of course, the people of great wealth wanted this irresponsible activity. And the same thing's happening today. Read about what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. You find out that suddenly, why, there are people all dressed in black. And they're not wearing black ski masks this time. They're wearing black bandanas, so you can't recognize them. And what are they doing? Why, they're breaking windows. They're throwing Molotov cocktails at the police. They're burning cars. And suddenly, it's all part of the old idea of the controlled opposition to discredit the people who are out there with very legitimate complaints. But certainly the communists are involved in this. The Marxists are involved in this. But a lot of good people are involved. And certainly, basically, I do not believe this thing is going to go away. I think that this is going to be there. I think we're on the very border of a massive anti-government protest that could begin to destabilize our society, especially as things get worse and worse and worse. What are your thoughts, Pat?
Well, I agree. I agree exactly, I guess, with you, Dr. Stan. We didn't talk about this beforehand either, but that's my exact sentiment. I think the great disparity that has grown up or that's happened between the rich and the poor in our country, the very lowest level of poverty is increasing just at shocking speed and enormity, while the very few rich are increasing in wealth at an alarming rate. And, people are looking at this and they're wondering, gee, how can this be? How can this happen that the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer? Well, as you and I know, this was the plan from the beginning. This was the exact scenario that they tried to set up from the get-go 35 years ago when they set out to create a new international economic order. It was all about money, and it was all about them. That is, the money going to them. And so now we see the fruit of that, Dr. Stan, and people are finally catching on. They never listened to me 35 years ago, but they're starting to get the message now, and they're really upset about it because they see it's their pocketbook that's at risk here, and they've been ripped off.
And because the government is protecting the banks, and the banks are giving obscene bonuses, certainly. I think it's either J.P. Morgan Chase or Goldman Sachs is going to pay the average employee either $250,000 or $500,000 bonus for this year. Then they haven't decided how much it's going to be, or maybe they're trying to confuse us, but it's an awful lot of money. And yet there's so many people out there that don't have any money, that are losing their homes. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I'd like to know what you think. I think
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor.
gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
About the fact that there was a recent article in the New York Times. It was covering an article that had been written by a couple of people who had analyzed it was who controls the world. And basically, there are 147 tightly held corporations that control about 40% of the wealth of the world. And certainly what we're seeing is this centralization of power. 147 tightly held corporations that control 40% of the wealth of the world, and we seem to be consolidating ever more. Well, of course, if you analyze the names of these corporations, and you have either certainly a book we carry called Who's Who in the Elite by Galen Ross, or my membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness, you'll find out that almost all of these corporations tie into the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, this small little group of men who, as Barry Goldwater said, their goal is to control the financial and commercial interests of the world. The financial and commercial interests, he didn't say of the world, but that's what he was talking about. And by first seizing control of the political government of the United States, and they have accomplished this. But this is nothing new. There's a book written back in 1882, as I remember, by a fellow named Edward Bellamy. It was called Looking Backwards. Edward Bellamy was a socialist, and he was certainly, I believe, involved in the occult. But he wrote a book in 1882 saying what the world would look like in the year 2000. The story was that this fellow had actually fallen asleep, and like Rip Van Winkle, had awakened in the year 2000. And what did the world look like? Why, it was run by one great corporation. It was called the Great Corporation. And, of course, as he said, at that time, a credit card will be just as good in Europe as gold once was. A credit card will be just as good in Europe as gold once was. Now, remember, this is written in 1882. And he's writing about credit cards. How did he know? Why, in the same way that Zygmunt Brzezinski knew when he wrote his book Between Two Ages back in 1970, that we'd see this consolidation of power at a corporate elite. In fact, Zygmunt Brzezinski is the man who organized the Trilateral Commission for David Rockefeller. And these things have become a reality. And as Pat Wood, and we actually have copies of this, article. We put it aside because we think it's vitally important that you understand that about there are 147 corporations today that control 40% of the wealth of the world. Now, of course, people don't understand, but as this happens, and as, of course, you increase the centralization of power, and you have a ruling elite, and then you have vast numbers of people who have a sense of hopelessness, you're going to see hopeless people do foolish things, and that's exactly what they want. That way they would be able to justify the use of martial law and military control over the common people because they know how people react. And, of course, they will send their false leaders in to mislead the people. They want acts of violence and wanton violence so they can justify establishing a dictatorship in what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. We're not talking about something simply theoretical. We're talking about what is really going on today. I happen to believe this whole Occupy Wall Street movement, although well justified, I think it's very carefully financed. I think it's organized. They tell it's the leader of this organization, just occurring spontaneously all over the world, a leader of this organization. But, of course, they are training the leaders. They're providing food and lodging and bathroom facilities for the leaders of the leaderless organization. They have facilitators. Now, these are professional teachers who come in to control the discussions so that they keep them on track and so that the leaders of the leaderless organization will be conditioned to react exactly as they've been programmed. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Give us a call if you have a question. I'm sorry, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's the number to call if you want to talk to Pat or have a question or thought on this. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, the other number if you want to get our books. But right now, we'd like to know what you think. What do you think about the Occupy Wall Street movement? Do you think it's really spontaneous? Do you think these are just happening for no reason at all? Or do you think that somebody's behind this? And what about the people in the black with the ninja suits and the black handkerchiefs over their face who are committing acts of wanton violence to get a response from the police? Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. This is Dr. Stan, and it's Pat, you know, I think we could almost anticipate that this would be happening at this time, and it seems to be that almost as if they're operating on some sort of a timeline or following a timeline. Have you ever had that feeling?
Well, you know, I have, Dr. Stan. Whether it's the timeline that is determined by an arbitrary group of people or whether it's just a cycle, a repeating cycle is working out would probably be open to debate. I think there's pretty good evidence that the cycles of social history happen to coincide right now with the social angst that we see in America and around the world. Maybe that just plays into the hands of the whole thing, but how this turns out is really going to be the question. Regardless of how legitimate some of the arguments might be and claims might be, how it's manipulated to an outcome is really going to be the big $64 question. Where will we be 2 years from now? Will this be used against us to shatter the capitalist system, to bring in a new green economy, for instance? Or will the original true protesters, in a sense, win out and force the dissolution of, you know, some of these big banks, these big corporations. For instance, if we see political pressure brought that would reinstate the Glass-Steagall Act, for instance, that would break up most of the big banks, at least split them in two, if we see something like that, we will know maybe that the people are winning. if we see more of the same, where the big banks are just given more free to monitor and regulate themselves, then the people have lost, and the global corporations have won. And so the fruit of this is going to be what we eat 2 years from now, I'm afraid. And I don't have any great hopes right now that these manipulators are going to be stopped. I hope they are. I hope people will see through it. But I don't have any great confidence that they're, the people in general are going to see it.
Well, they keep telling us, but these banks are too big to fall. They're just too big to fall. If they were to fall, the whole system would come down. And I would say, bravo. This is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Patrick Wood. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Pat was just saying that we're going to have to wait and see what happens. Basically, of course, these banks need to be broken up. We're told they're too big to fall. Well, honestly, the thing is that they're too big to fall and they're too big to exist because, of course, the United States government had to put out $182 billion to rescue AIG. We're still, of course, we still own 77% of AIG and they're losing money every year. And that is coming from the taxpayers' investments. And basically, of course, we've given Chrysler to Sydney, a Fiat Motor Company, which just so happens by coincidence. They had a Fiat, happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission. We've given massive sums of money, some $16 trillion to countries and to banks and corporations all throughout the world. But they all tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Did we get the money back? Nobody knows. We can't find out what's going on, everything, because why we can't let the common people know what's really going on? We have a ruling elite, and just as Patrick said, we don't know what's going to happen. But if we simply saw the Glass-Steagall Act reenacted, and so we could begin breaking up the big banks so that they could do what they're doing, so that the major banks could not be invested to take loans, and certainly loan money, that have bank deposits and loan money. But what's happening is the major banks today are speculating on all sorts of certainly risky investments, and then when they fail, for instance, the derivative contracts that they've written about between Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Chase, they've written $156 trillion in derivatives. Now let's put that into perspective. The entire budget of the United States is $3.5 trillion a year. They've written $156 trillion in derivative contracts, and because it looks like they're shaky and may collapse, they've transferred them from the investment part of their bank to the public deposit part of the bank. So now they'll be covered by FDIC. Now, FDIC never got any compensation for the liability, but now that $156 trillion from those two banks alone in derivative contracts is your liability, ladies and gentlemen. That would put you in a hawk for several million dollars, every single American. And, of course, but you see that if we accept the fact the banks are too big to fall, why we have to then bail them out, you and I, while, of course, the bank managers are getting $10, $20, $30 million bonuses a year, and, of course, we are having to pay for it. AIG, we own 74% or 77% of AIG stock. Their city chiefs are making tens of millions of dollars in bonuses, and they're losing money every year. Why would you pay bonuses to bankers that are losing money? Well, of course, because they own the government, of course, and you and I are simply their servants. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Pat Wood. Pat, would you like to tell people how they can get in touch with you, get your material from August Review, and certainly perhaps even subscribe to your news service?
Certainly, that's easy, Dr. Stan. People can find me at augustforecast.com on the internet, and everything is on that website that I have. My entire brain has been bored out, so to speak, on that website. All my previous writings on the Trilateral Commission and on technocracy as well, which we've talked about before. And I also have a premium newsletter called Findings and Forecasts that I publish on a weekly basis to subscribers only. It's a small subscription price of $89 a year, monthly term available as well. And people are welcome to go there and read the free stuff. And if they want to subscribe and get see what's in my mind from week to week, that's how they do it. That's how I distribute.
All right, and Pat's material is excellent. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, most people are going to get wiped out in this whole financial structure because the whole house of cards is coming down. It really is. And the average individual is totally incapable of understanding what's going on because it's all manipulated. It doesn't follow any rules of economics. There's a small group of people who manipulate the stock market. They're called the Working Group on Financial Markets. That's the Working Group on Financial Markets. The Working Group on Financial Markets or the Plant Protection Team, look them up on the Internet. They're an official government agency. They manipulate the stock market to their benefit, not to yours. And you ever notice how one day all the stocks go up and the next day almost all the stocks go down? Do you honestly believe that the free market is working? Because it really isn't. They manipulate the price of gold and commodities and silver and certainly other precious metals. It's all a scam, but they cannot let the average individual understand. This is all controlled by what I consider the I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, the financial elite. My friend Dennis Cuddy calls them the power elite, but it doesn't matter what you call them. There's a small group of people, been around for a long time, who run things behind the scenes. In fact, you can go back and read a book written back in 1916 by Woodrow Wilson, The New Freedom, and you can get used copies of that. And it was based upon speeches he gave in 1912 when Woodrow Wilson was running for the presidency, and he made this statement. Since I entered politics, many men have come to me privately. The biggest men in commerce and industry are afraid of something. They're afraid of someone. They know there's a power somewhere, so watchful, so organized, so subtle. So interconnected, so pervasive, so complete that they'd best not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. Those are his exact words. It was the same forces a century ago. That was 1912, and here we are, certainly 2011. It'll be 100 years next year since Woodrow Wilson gave that speech. So we actually have a copy of a letter I found in Colonel House's papers from President Roosevelt to Colonel Edward Mandel House in October of 1933. We'll be glad to send you a copy where President Roosevelt writes to Colonel House and says this, as both you and I know, certainly the financial elements in the major centers has owned the government since the days of Andrew Jackson. And I'm not excluding the time of WW, meaning Woodrow Wilson. And of course, remember, this is 1933. Andrew Jackson became president in 1833, and nothing has changed. And until you understand that then you're never going to hear this discussed publicly, because the last thing they want you to know is that both political parties are controlled by exactly the same people at the top. There may be some people down below who would like to do things differently, but you are told what to do if you want first to get promoted, you want to get to a good committee assignment, and you don't want the Republican Party to run somebody against you in the primary next time around, and you don't want to be simply lambasted by the newspaper, or maybe you had some problems in the past, and they'll all be brought out. They have dossiers on everyone, and of course all of their weaknesses, and they can destroy any congressman if it gets in the way. And if they don't have something on you, why, they'll get some woman to make a statement saying you made an illicit affair with them or an illicit past on them in the past, and you will not be able to counter it. It's your word against hers. Well, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, what do you see happening with the Occupy Wall Street movement as it unfolds, Pat?
I think that it's going to increase in intensity, and I think that the tendency towards violence is going to increase as nerves wear thin and as agents provocateurs step in to take advantage of that. I don't see, at this point, I don't see any backing off. I think the battle lines, so to speak, have been drawn, and there's a lot of zealousness. Most of these young people that are involved in this just don't have anything else to do. They're out of work. They're desperate. They can't pay their loans. They're living living in very meager means, but they've really got basically nothing better to do, so they're not going to go away. It's not like they need to go back and, work 40-hour work week to keep beans on the table. They don't have a job like that. They don't have beans on the table. There is one thing I'd like to say in addition to the study I referred to earlier about 147 companies controlling the majority of wealth in the world. This study boiled down the top 50 of those 147, and it ranked them according to, a number of things, but of the top 50 controllers, if you will, of the world global economy, Dr. Stan, all but five, in other words, 45 of the top 50 are banks and financial companies. That's totally significant, I think. In fact, this is the same argument we made back in the 70s that Chase Manhattan and a few other of those banks were really the ones calling the shots behind the scenes. I looked down this list of the top 50. I see in the top position Barclays. I see in number six J.P. Morgan Chase. I see Merrill Lynch. I see Deutsche Bank. I see Credit Suisse. I see Bank of New York Mellon. Goldman Sachs, of course, is on the list. Morgan Stanley, Societe Generale, Bank of America, Lloyd's of London, Nomura Holdings, PNP Paribas, Capital Group International. That's just a few of them, but 45 out of the top 50. Are banks and financial institutions, some insurance companies, but they're related to that industry. That's an absolutely staggering statistic, Dr. Stan. And the fact is that the global banking network is dominating what is happening in the world today. There's no question about it.
I think you're absolutely right. And Chris, the whole concept of usury is wrong. It's outlawed in the Bible. You may not like the Muslims, and there are a lot of things about the Muslim faith that I would disagree with, but one of the things that they adhere to is that loaning for money, paying interest on money that you borrow, is wrong against the God's law, and it is against God's law. In fact, certainly it was outlawed in the Christian church by Christians until about the early 1600s, when a man named Francis Bacon, who just happens to be a Rosicrucian, who happens to be one of the major architects of the secret societies were organized at that time to come to America to use the United States as their basis for bringing about world democracies. And if you haven't read the book, by Manly P. Hall, who is a Satanist, but his book, The Secret Destiny of America, is available through Radio Liberty, The Secret Destiny of America. And he tells you that for several thousand years, there have been these people in secret societies working to bring about this association of democracies. And, of course, they eventually had hit upon utilizing the United States as a center for their activities. If you don't believe it, this is not accidental. That's why they have to convince us America is a democracy. What it is not, it's a republic. But really, when you talk about democracy, what you're really talking about is an authoritarian structure, because as Plato wrote so well in his book, The Republic, the democracies always deteriorated to despotism, and that is why they had to convince us we were a democracy. The last thing they want is a republic, because under a republic, the power of government is limited. You are ruled by law rather than by the whims of men. And the politicians are limited in what they can do, and that is not what our leaders want. They want them to be able to do whatever they want. They want them to have bills that are 2,000 pages long, whereas Jack Abramoff said, Abramoff, and he's the lobbyist who was interviewed on 60 Minutes yesterday, Jack said, the politicians don't read the bills. We put things into the bills they couldn't possibly understand. And, of course, the only person to understand them would be the chairman of the committee, and he didn't care. And, of course, that's because Jack Abramoff controlled the chairman of so many of the committees in the House of Representatives, and they simply inserted things to give special privileges to special groups. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And remember, so many of the corporations we have are financed by the major banks that Pat Wood's been talking about. And they come up with a wonderful financial system by which the rich get richer and the poor get poor. And an awful lot of people, desperate now, are simply wondering what they can do. And there's growing anger. There's growing disparity between the rich and the poor, between these people over 50 years of age and the younger people. And a lot of younger people are really very unhappy. As Ron Paul said the other day, you know, what's wrong with this wonderful idea that the government's going to lend everybody money so they can go to college? He said, you got your college graduates now with $1 trillion in debt and no jobs, and almost half of the young people, when they get out of college, are having to go to live with their parents because there are no jobs for them. And this is nothing to do with the failure of the free enterprise system. It's because we've abandoned the free enterprise system and we've adopted socialism, which is exactly what the people in the big banks want. Don't for 1 minute ever believe the Marxist verbiage at this and the it's all about taking from the rich and giving to the poor. Communism and socialism are means of centralizing power with a ruling elite who will control the masses. And they talk about, you read the Communist Manifesto, what are they talking about? The dictatorship of the proletariat. Oh, it's going to disappear in the future. Well, they imposed it in Russia in 1917. It never disappeared, and it's, believe me, it is still intact today. The fall of the Berlin Wall was simply as phony as a $3 bill. So to justify massive loans from America, certainly so that the United States and American corporations could build the oil wells and the natural gas wells, which made Russia the largest exporter of oil and natural gas in the world, all done with help from America. We wanted to have the best enemy money could buy. I believe it, hopefully. I hope I'm wrong, but in preparation for the war that is coming very soon. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Pat, what are your thoughts?
Well, with 16% of the United States now living in poverty, I can't imagine that the trouble has just started at this point. And there's no easy answers on the horizon right now. Nobody has an answer. Washington's in a gridlock. The financial system is still in control. The politicians are basically a joke still. There's not a lot of hope on the horizon right now.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, we have almost 28 people unemployed, underemployed, or certainly given up. Go right ahead, Pat.
Well, yeah, we have the highest level of poverty now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United.
Highest on the list now, $813,000 so far, contributions by big banks. Barack Obama is the next in line at only $198,000. And then you have Tim Pawlenty, and you have Rick Perry and John Huntsman and Ron Paul behind, all behind everybody else. But right now, Mitt Romney is a runaway leader by a 4-1 margin. That is the big bank supporting his campaign. So he's one that probably we really don't want to have win, but they're putting their money on the candidate they believe is going to win. So there you go.
Well, I think that I don't think it, with one exception, I don't think it matters which one they pick because they all tie in one way or another to either the establishment, or they will compromise their principles for the establishment for access to power.
Right.
Pat, thank you so very much for being with us. It's always a fascinating time to have you, and it has been a fascinating program. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Thank you. Okay, fine. That was Chris Patrick Wood, good friend. And this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to help, because I know many people are not, and they're having real financial problems, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, and include Alex Jones, include Joyce Riley, include Ron Paul, because I fear for his life if it looked like he might actually be able to win the nomination, Sydney. Remember John Loeffler, but, Chris, please keep my wife, my family, and my staff in your prayers as well. If you want to understand what's going on, you need to first get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to understand what there is a spiritual component to everything. You need to get Constance Cumby's excellent little book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. I read this book almost 30 years ago. It changed my life. The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, the copies we have are used, but they're in pretty good shape. We have a four-tape set of my interviews with Constance called The Aquarian Conspiracy, named after a book that was written by Marilyn Ferguson, who was certainly a very important part of a different conspiracy, an occult conspiracy of people who worship a different god and have access to supernatural power, but not the power of the God of the Bible. And then, of course, we have a DVD of my interview with, I shouldn't say my interview of a talk, but it's a talk that Constance Cumby gave when she spoke here at the Radio Liberty a couple of years ago. It's called The Emergence. So that, of course, is her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, The Aquarian Conspiracy, 4-CD set, the DVD, The Emergence, and then my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get this information. You need to